Good morning. It's 11:05 a.m. on Monday, March the 30th, 2020. It's been a kind of disjointed day. I did go to the seniors only grocery shop this morning at 7 o'clock. And stocked up on a bunch of stuff that I probably could have gotten if I'd gone at 10, but I was just as glad to get there ahead of the crowd. There was a crowd waiting, oddly enough. There were 30 people, maybe, standing in line, waiting. 5 minutes of 7 this morning. Bunch of gray hairs like me. And then I came back and tried to write. I wrote for... Well, I sat with the word... I sat with for the words for a couple of hours. Got back around 8. 10:15. I had made level 19. Wasn't that long ago, I just made level 18. But I'm level 19 in for the words now. I got the streak is still alive, 169 days. And I think I've got about, I don't know, maybe 1,000 words. I'm probably halfway. Well, I had to take the kid over to work, and so I had my boots on, my coat on, figured do the walk, go back and do the last of the words. Wow. Little dog stuck his nose through a hole in the brick. Had things to say. Which is more than I can say for me. I don't have a whole lot to say this morning. I'm fiddling around, trying to get, basically just throwing words against the page here for auto, trying to find the place where Angela and Otto, they don't exactly come together in this book, but their actions, or at least Angela's actions, interact with Otto. I spent too much time on research this morning looking at things like rocket stoves. I didn't know what a rocket stove was. And turns out, I did some research on it because of the nomads in Hostage. They use an ancient, ancient design. That uses sticks and twigs and dried grass and small diameter fuel to cook with, and it's a J-shaped flue where you feed the fuel into the bottom, and the natural chimney current pulls the smoke and heat out the top, and the nomads cook on them. And they're handy because they're not very massive. They don't weigh very much, or they don't have to weigh very much. Yeah. Morning. they don't have to weigh very much. They're just a place to light a fire in the yurts, in the gear. So it was interesting for me to look at this old style stove that is almost completely unknown to us, except for a small group of people who have, I guess, adopted it, and they've named it the rocket stove. They've apparently been around for a while as camping gear. Not exactly sure how that works, but okay. But they can be really small. They can be, you know, I saw designs that were made out of number 10 cans. So Otto has a new shop and he needs a stove for shop. So that's why I got going on rocket stoves, because he needs something to warm up a small shop. Yes, he's left Cape Grace, but he has not gone to Troy Harbor. I'm guessing yard work is not exactly essential. Morning. That vehicle just went by with all the rumbling and clattering. Yard crew with a big load of leaves and stuff. Alright, that's not exactly... I didn't remember seeing that on the list of approved essential industries, but there's also an issue with enforcement. It's like, are you going to really enforce it? It's like probably one guy and a riding mower. So social distance is fine. Kind of a pretty morning. It's mostly cloudy. There's patches of blue sky up there, but it is mostly cloudy. Ambient temperature 50 degrees. Right here, down in the neighborhood, there's no breeze. There's no wind at all. When I started out, it was really quite windy, and the wind was quite chilly. I just unzipped my joke. Unzipped my joke, yeah. No. I unzipped my jacket a while ago. I just unzipped my hoodie. Quite a lot of heat. It's a little prairie dog sitting here. Run away, run away. No, he's not. He should sit there and look at me. I'm not going to get any closer to him because We got enough problems without getting botulism in the mix. Not botulism, bubonic plague in the mix. Kind of fun to get ready, stay with me. Monk post. So I was going through March, going through the, make sure I had all of the days filled in, counting down toward the second quarter. Yeah, it's looking really good in terms of green. There's not a lot of blue. There's a few more red than I'm happy with, but I'm not going to get too bent. If I can, the walks do help, but being upset because I'm not walking doesn't. Got to handle some civil business this afternoon. I've got a meeting on Wednesday. So the K.F. Breen book that I'm reading is I've been reading it for 3 days, which tells you something about the story. It's not exactly engaging. It's not pulling me in like some of the others did. Not exactly sure why it's not. The story has just done a really good job with the writing, as far as I can tell. The story is sort of slow getting going. There's a lot of backstory in it. There's a lot of, this is what they've been up against their whole lives, kinds of backstory. I think it's, I think something she's done on purpose. They've done on purpose. I don't know if it's a she. Something they've done on purpose. But it really gets in the way of the story. It doesn't enhance the story the way I would want it to do. I compare this to something like the Detroit Free Zone stories that Rachel Aaron put out, and they're like night and day in terms of flow, in terms of pace. I don't have anything against slow pacing, but I really don't like backstory getting in the way of pacing. It's not a bad book. I'll probably finish it. I suspect I'll finish it today. I picked up another sample from somebody. I can't remember what his name is. science fiction warp something. Warp driver or warp master or something. Something. Clearly military science fiction, clearly pretentious as hell. But came across my stream, somebody recommended that I picked up a sample. If I can't get through the sample, it'll disappear along with hundreds of other pretentiously over-the-top military science fiction featuring characters I don't really give a shit about. There's a breeze. Breeze actually feels good now. I felt cold when I came out. It feels pretty good right at the moment. I've seen a couple crows flying around this morning, so maybe. The hamstrings are talking to me this morning. I don't know if I pushed too hard for the first mile or didn't warm up enough or. Oh, God, I suppose I could be getting old. I had some 60s rock playing, 70s rock playing. It was really cool. The Doors channel has been seeded with Santana and Led Zeppelin and 10 Years After and Cream and The Animals. Takes me back. So I'm going to dig out the turntable and see if I can't get a play. I got a whole bunch of albums. I don't know how many are still playable. But yeah, the music had me rocking and rolling down the street here this morning. Santana, an extended Santana. Somebody to depend on. Not exactly fast paced, but got me stepping along. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.